Okay, check this out. I have this drawing of a stock portfolio website that I'm going to give to Replit, and I'm going to say, build this website for me in real time. I'm also going to ask it to create a product demo video for me that I can use for marketing purposes. So, designing the website, building the website, coding it, deploying it, scaling it, and also marketing it from a single platform. Let's see how it goes. So we all know that AI is getting smarter every day, and I think we have all felt that bit of a fear. You may have wondered, when technology is doing so much, where does the human fit in? But if you think about it, when something becomes easier to do, more people start doing it. And that is actually a big win for us because we get our time back and we can focus on solving real problems instead of fighting with the syntaxes and the setups and things like that. This is what I see at my current job as well. Like Cast AI, we optimize infrastructure for teams, so you don't have to babysit your Kubernetes clusters. So if you're talking about making AI more accessible to everyone, let's imagine there's a platform that lets you design, plan, code, so build, deploy, scale, and even market your applications easily. Replit is an incredible example of this shift. It takes you from the first line of code to a live scaling product without ever leaving your browser. But it's not just about moving fast, it's also about high quality projects. So speed and efficiency and higher quality as well. Let me show you what I did. Okay, for this demo, I wanted to do something cool. So you can basically take a picture of a website and upload it to Replit, and you can be like, can you replicate this for me? So I'm trying to design it first. Here I have like a little sketch of an investment portfolio website. And I've just given it to Replit, and I'm like, hey, can you just replicate this? And you can even have like a handwritten drawing of a website, and you can click a picture from your phone and upload it to Replit, and it will replicate that. So I think that is quite cool because we are talking about making building applications more accessible to people. So anyone can build applications, anyone can do deployments, and I think that's the key. Here on the right-hand side, you can see the code if you're interested in that. And on the left-hand side, you can basically interact with the Replit platform. And in the middle, you'll be able to see the preview available. So right now, it's building the design. It's not going to be like building the backend and stuff for me because I have only asked it to design it. So like, as you can see, this app is in design mode, which is best for rapid designs and websites. And then we create, sort of like convert this into a fully functional applications. So as you can see, this is looking quite good. I do like this theme. I can ask it to change the theme. But it's showing you like what sort of things it did, the kind of colors it used, the visual elements, the interactivity. The front-end server is actually running, as we can see over here. And this took around 2 minutes. So I can basically, like, as you can see, it's not fully functional because this is like design mode. I can also open it in a new tab. And this is what I want my platform to look like. But I want this to be real time. I want it to gather information from the stocks, like what is the market value of the stock right now in real time. So we can use APIs with Replit as well. Took around 0.2 cents, $0.2, around 2 minutes it took to create this sort of like prototype. And what I can also do is I can edit the prototype using just my mouse pointer. So if I want to change the size, the font, and whatever, I can do that. So I think that's pretty cool. Let's do something else. Let's actually go to the tools section and go to the secret section because I wanted to get real world data. So if you want to connect APIs, you can add the API keys in this secret section. So I'm going to use the AlphaVantage platform. It's free, by the way. You can go to the website. I'll show you in a minute. This one. Create your free API key, connect it, like just copy it and paste it in that section that I just showed you, the secret sections. Now I click on convert from design to app. Yes, you can add in a prompt here. You can store your data in your database. It's the Replit native database. It's best for, as it says, production ready applications. So we are saying that, hey, this is the documentation for working with this API platform to get the real world data, like the real time data from the stocks. So I haven't left my application yet. And also I can give it full autonomy. Like I don't want to basically, you shouldn't ask me again and again if I should do this, I should do that. Just go ahead with it. Obviously, that's why it gave you like a little warning, like it will do everything. And also I'm enabling app testing. So it says the prototype is approved. Now it's gonna wire it up with the real Vantage data backend API proxy. My API key is secured in the Replit platform here as well, and the server structure is going to be set up. So it's going to be building that backend proxy routes, rewrite everything using the front end to use real data, because right now we have the dummy data. So that is pretty cool. Yeah, I think it's really impressive when platforms alike, we do everything all in one. So Replit can be a good study for other companies as well, like how easy it is to get up and running. So as you can see, the market news is already getting populated. And by the way, I can it took like 5 minutes, as you can see. So I can deploy it as well. So I can select my URL, create a production database if you want to use that. If we have data in our development database, it's going to use a production database. Took around 5 minutes to kill this to build this whole backend. I can publish it so people can access my website on the internet. So it's publishing, provisioning, doing a security scan, it's building the website, it's bundling it, and then it's going to promote it. So basically, it's going to give me the URL that I can use to share it with my friends. So that should be done. Creating an auto scale service. Yeah, so basically, you can select what kind of machines also do you want. So here you can see I have 4 vCPUs, 8 gigs of RAM. You can have the maximum number of machines and toggle that, and it's going to adjust automatically. So it's going to scale up and down and all these things. You can see the logs for your application, your analytics, which domain it's connected with. You can also add your own custom domain. So you want that personal feeling. You can also shut down your machine if you're not using it. And you can also use it on the mobile app, which is quite cool. So this is the public URL, by the way, people can use it. As you can see, this is the market news that people will be seeing on my platform for the stocks that I'm following. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Let's try to add some stocks. So if I go to here, so you can see I have Apple, Google, Tesla. I delete Apple. So you can see my portfolio got adjusted. Add a stock or ETF. I'm gonna add an ETF, VWRP, which is the Vanguard FTSE All World. Let's say 200 shares, which is around, let's say, 32,000. I add to my portfolio and it got updated, as you can see. So as time goes by, it will show me like how much the return was, how much the loss was, and things like that. And you can see it's added over here. I think that's very cool. Today's gain, $52. Cool. You can search holdings as well. If I search for, let's say I have Google, so I'll search for Google, it should show me the Google one only. Here we can go. So if you have a lot of stocks, you can filter it accordingly. Very cool. Now, what I want to do is I want Replit to create a video for me. So I'm giving it the URL and I'm like, extract the branding from it, take a screenshot from it, and I want you to create like a smooth animation that I can use for my marketing purposes, right? So I select animation in the application section, click on the start button, it's starting, and it's going to create an animation for me. There you go. This should take like around 3 to 4 minutes, and this is the animation that I have. I can download it, I can export it, and it's like a cinematic product showcase. You can obviously ask it to, as you can see, this took like 4 minutes, around 53 cents. You can ask it to make changes, iterate upon it if you don't like the font or some animations. You can export it 1080p, 60 fps. That's pretty good. And here you can see it made this with one prompt. You can give Replit existing websites as well, and it should create product showcase videos for you. Okay, let's see our dashboard in Replit. Here you can see the usage. It took around $2 to $3, and I'm on the $25 a month plan. So for this breakdown, it only took like around $3 or something, which is quite nice. I can purchase more credits if I want, and you can also check out the developer frameworks. So if you're using, let's say, Python for data science, Flask, Django, you're using 3D rendering with 3JS. So you can see who created it. You can basically use this sort of like framework that has been created by folks. So this one was created by Replit. Here you can see various integrations. So Replit database uses PostgreSQL. They have object storage as well, authentication. You can connect domains as well. And there are a lot of connectors. So these are like first party integrations with other platforms, so like GitHub, 11 Labs, Dropbox, Discord, Asana, Google Drive, Google Sheets, Google Calendar. So think of the possibilities. Like you can be like, hey, whenever I get a new lead, save it in Google Sheets, take that data, add it in Asana or Twilio, and send them like a payment link to Stripe. So they have various MCP servers as well. You can also sync your code with GitHub repositories. So if I sign into GitHub, let's do that right now. So if I sign into GitHub and I just authenticate, I'm gonna add in my password and authenticate it. So you can see it's now connected. So all the app code that I have generated with GitHub, sorry, with the Replit, it's gonna be added in my GitHub repositories. So from my Replit applications, it's actually pretty cool. So there you have it. We use Replit to design the website, plan it, build it, scale it, deploy it, and also it created a nice little video for us that we can use for promotions. The best way to get started is to just try it out yourself. You can sign up using the links in the description below and build something cool and let me know what you build. And also let me know how you're using tools like Replit in your day-to-day life. Some people are using it for production use cases, some are students who are using it to learn, some are just making hobby projects, some are making portfolios, hobbies and side hustles and things like that. So yeah, check out the links in the description below, go to replit.com and tag me on socials if you build something cool. Take a screenshot and send it and tag Replit as well. And yeah, looking forward to seeing how creative everyone is. See ya, bye.